You continue Bezer Hashem Yisbarach Simon Kuf Chav Beis Siv Zayin. Mishnichnas Av Mematim B'Simcha. From when Chodesh Av comes, we diminish our Simcha. Till when does that continue? The Magen Avraham seems to say until Rosh Chodesh Elul. Others say until at least Asar Ba'Av, the Kaf Chaim after Chatzos. Some say until after Shabbos Nachmu. And some say till after Tezvav Ba'av. Ein b'ayin b'inyish simcha, b'inyish shurak l'vavcha. We don't build a place that just designated for simcha or just designated for extra space. That includes all type of construction or painting that is not absolutely necessary. Planting gardens, flowers, that all of that is not permitted. However, if there's a place, a situation where somebody doesn't have where to live, or somebody's paint fell off because of a leak, and there's a problem with the house, under those circumstances, there's room to be lenient until the Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av, until the week of Tisha B'Av. Ibinyan Shirak Levacha. When are you doing it? The Tzarech Mitzvah. Then everything is different. So if somebody is sewing clothing because he's getting married right after Tisha B'Av, or he's buying Sfarim to learn from, Talis, Tefillin, putting tzitzis on a beged, there we could be much more lenient. If you enter into a contract with a Nachri to paint your home, if you could convince him to wait till after Tisha B'Av, even if you have to pay him not a serious amount of money, that's better. But if you can't, mutter. If a Yisrael has a case with a Nachri, he should avoid doing the case during this time. If possible, try to avoid the entire month. If at all possible, wait till after Tisha B'Av. We don't do Kiddush Levana at Lacha Tisha B'Av, because Kiddush Levana should be done b'simcha. The right time to do Kiddush Levana is on Matzah Tisha B'Av, because that's when the Medrash teaches us Mashiach is born, and we're telling the moon, and we're telling everybody that we are now entering into a time of Yeshuas. If at all possible, on Matzah Tisha B'Av, one should first eat and then put on his regular shoes and then go out to do Kiddush Levana. Sif Ches, Minig B'Kal Yisrael, the Minig in all of Kla Yisrael, Shloi Lech, Basav, Shloi Lishtas, Yamim, Tishas, Yamim, not to eat meat or to drink wine during the 9 days. The Minig of the Sfardim is during the Shvu Shechal Basai. But Ashkenazim don't eat meat or drink wine from Rosh Chodesh till after Tisha B'Av. But also, I feel with Tashrish and Espashish by Basar, one should not eat even a food that has some meat in it, a Shiesh B'Shuman that has meat fat. I feel a Basar, even poultry is Asar. Regarding Rosh Chodesh itself, it depends. If somebody has a minig, that every Rosh Chodesh they eat meat, then Rosh Chodesh Av they can eat meat as well. But if they normally don't eat meat on Rosh Chodesh, then they can't start eating meat on Rosh Chodesh Av. If even though we're not supposed to have any meat in our food, to use a fleshig pat, then the halach is that's permissible, as long as, of course, it's a clean pat. And the same is in terms of wine. If you're just putting a drop of wine into a dish, because for taste, there's room for leniency. But if you have somebody who dairy is unhealthy for him, he could eat poultry. And when we have a situation of a chayla, and he has to eat meat, then we could be lenient. A child before the age of 6, according to the Mishnah Berurah, we could certainly be lenient, and there are those that say that we could be lenient up to the age of 9, and some say that any child, if it's not yet the Shavuah Shechalba, it's not the week in which Tisha B'Av falls, there's room for leniency. Certainly if it's a child that has to eat meat, there's room for leniency. If at all possible, Yeshloi L'Havsik Shle Lechem of L'Halen, one shouldn't eat meat after the seventh day in Av. Became Nagin Ktas Yoldus Limonami Basar V'Yayim L'Shivas V'Elech. And so too, women who just had a baby don't eat meat or wine from after Shiva B'Av. K'vayisa Yom Nichnasu Ovdil Chavim L'Cheichel. That was the day that Nochrim entered the Beis HaMikdash. With Sudas Mitzvah, when it's a Sudas Mitzvah, K'goy Milo P'dyin HaBen V'Si M'Sechta. Then Gam came the term Basu Yayin. Then you could eat meat and drink wine. The same would be the halacha regarding a bar mitzvah, suda, if it's the day that which the child becomes a mitzvah. By a bris mila, so we have a cup of wine by the actual bris, that cup of wine should preferably be given to a child that understands, or to a yoledes, but the cup of wine by bris hamazon, everybody could drink from. When we speak about a siyum masechta, it has to be something that's a significant amount of learning. A masechta or something that you learned the whole sefer of Tanakh, bi'iyun. But just because you finish learning a parasha de chumash, or you learned a perek of a masechta, you don't make a siyum. The Mishnah Berurah says that the general rule when we speak about a siyum is that who could participate in a siyum? Only those who you would have invited anyway. But to all of a sudden just invite people to see him who normally would not participate in a siyum that you were making is not acceptable. Therefore, when we come to see him, except for his parents, brothers, sons, and also everybody who is part of the mitzvah, everybody who learned together, you can invite another 10 people. Avrak oisam, only type of people, shigam epamacher so yibayin alav ala mishta, that you would have normally invited to the siyum. Because of muta fil b'erev tashba kodim chatzois yoyim, and this is permissible even on erev tishba as long as before chatzois, avalach lo yach kach not afterwards. The suda shnagim lasas b'slayla shlifnei amilam, the suda that many people have a minig accustomed to make the night before the bris milah, ain't a sudas mitzvah, is not considered a sudas mitzvah, but sumer bas v'yayin, and one should not drink meat, eat meat or drink wine there. El yesh la'asot v'machol l'cholav, it should be made with dairy. The kois shel avdala matzah Shabbos, when we speak about the kois, the cup of wine on which we make avdala matzah Shabbos, im yesh tainik sheyish deroy v'kois, if there's a child who's above 6 years old, according to some opinion, 9 year olds, according to some opinion, she used to have a kais that he could drink most of the cup. Nice and light, he should be the one to drink the cup of wine by Abdullah Matzah Shabbos. Mimlav yochla mavdal atzmai lishtais. And some say that always the person who made the Abdullah should be the one to drink the wine, even a Matzah Shabbos when it's during the 9 days. And moreover, There is no obligation to take specifically a very small cup for that Havdalah. Siftes, v'emechei mechapsim, b'tish yam elu, we don't do laundry during the 9 days. To take off a stain, if you're just rubbing it off, it's usur. With water is a question. One should not polish the shoes during the 9 days, but if they got dirty, one is allowed to clean them, and for Shabbos there's room for leniency to polish them even. I feel a chaluk a beged, even if you have a garment, she'ena roitza lilbash arach atanas, that you have no intention to wear until after Tisha B'Av, but feel a lasita kavesis avedz chavim, even to give them to a non-Jewish laundry, usher, one should not do that. Because doing that indicates that you are being Masiach Das, you're not thinking about the Velas. And even if you give it to this laundry and you tell them to only do the cleaning after the 9 days, then the halach is, you should not do. But to give it to them before the 9 days and tell them I'm only going to pick it up after the 9 days, and then they may work on it during the 9 days. Non-Jewish laundry, there's room for leniency. But a Jewish woman is allowed to clean the clothing of non-Jews, because cleaning is not a simcha. Cleaning is a malacha. And therefore, if somebody is cleaning the begadim of non-Jews, there's no iser, but it has to be obvious that they are the clothing of non-Jews. And we come up, and even when you're cleaning clothing that you're allowed to clean, you're not allowed, and you're running the machine, you're not allowed to throw in other clothing and say, well, I'm running the machine in a way that's permitted, I'll throw in other clothing. That isn't allowed. When we come up from Shavuot Shechal by Tishbav, during the Shavuot of Shechal by Tishbav, Yesh Le'Lazar, we have to be more careful. During the 9 days, one should not put on clothing or put on linen that were washed and never used before. However, there are different rules regarding this. If somebody's changing clothing because the clothing he's wearing are very not clean or have a bad odor, then there's room for leniency. But the Paiskim seem to differentiate between underwear, which a person is changing during the 9 days simply because of sanitary reasons, versus a shirt or a suit, that there you should try to have worn the shirt or the suit before the 9 days, that you shouldn't put on a new freshly laundered suit or shirt during the 9 days. If somebody's coming to a hotel and he doesn't want to obviously sleep on the linen that was used by the guest in his room, the guest who was in that room previously, then the halacha is that even during the 9 days, he could sleep on the freshly laundered linen. But he should request in the hotel, yes, he wants freshly laundered linen as he comes into the room, but they should not change his linen during the duration of his stay during the 9 days. Rak l'kav Shabbos, mutar l'lubash b'gdei pishtan, but l'kav Shabbos, we could put on freshly laundered clothing. L'tzia al shulchanos levanim, or to put on the table, white tablecloth. L'hachav zan t'pachas ha'yidayim, change the towels. K'derech shayis m'shash ha'basas, as we do during the rest of the year. Av sadina levinim, linen os l'tzia should not be put on new for Shabbos. V'yishet tzrich l'lubash levanim. But if a woman has to put on new clean underwear, lispa shiva nekayim, in order because she's starting to design the kiyim to be able to go to the mikvah, then mutaras l'chabas l'lubash, she may. Came at bakas, the diapers, shalmaf v'mesatanaikas, they had material diapers, shemalach v'mesatanaikas, that get constantly dirty, mutar l'chabasim. And the same goes regarding clothing that children wear, that are constantly getting dirty, and you need to clean them during the 9 days. They don't have any other clothing. Then the halacha is, one may do so. But once you try to do it in a way that it's not done publicly, you shouldn't dry the clothing on a clothesline that everybody could see that you wash clothing during the 9 days. Sif Yud, Ein Oisim, Betishim Yom El Begadim Chashim. You don't make during these 9 days new garments, or Menalim Chadashim, or new shoes, or Larig Apleyos, or to sew sacks, even through a non-Jewish person. However, if there's a sale going on during the 9 days, and after the 9 days the price of this clothing will be higher, then there is room to be allowed to buy such clothing on sale. And similarly, if you have young children that constantly need new clothing, and you need to buy them during the 9 days, there's room for leniency. To buy new shoes, we said, is not permissible. But if you're buying shoes that you're able to wear during Tisha B'Av, that type of shoe can be bought even during the 9 days. But when there's a real important need, the wedding, somebody's getting married immediately after Tisha B'Av, you could use a non-Jewish tailor, Avlayda Yisrael, not a Jewish tailor. But before Rosh Chodesh, you could give material to a Jewish tailor, and then the Jewish tailor can prepare the clothing for the need that they have right after Tisha B'Av. Women don't set up the weaving machine, and that includes doing any type of mending, any type of sewing during the 9 days, even with a machine. Shazen Nekrashesi, setting up the weaving machine involves using the vertical threads. The Kivin Shabbatla Evan Shasiya, and we know that in the Kachai Kachim, there was the Evan Shasiya that was in the base of Migdash. So this word Shesi is so similar to the word Shesi, and therefore also Latalhen, it is something that we want to avoid doing during the 9 days in any way, using that type of a machine during the 9 days.